We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, Perek Chaf Hei. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner once again tells us the importance of protecting the whole world through Torah study. V'chol zeh kishadayin yesh anashim Yisrael shidveikim bo yisbarach uvisaraso bi'iyun ushkedav yegia gedol lishma. Again, everything that we've described here in terms of the personal impact on the individual is as long as there are other people in the world who are still studying Torah diligently and seriously. Rak b'Torah Hashem chefsam kol hayamim, v'oz ha'anoshim shebetelim legamri me'esek ha'Torah, me'ro b'chirasam. Then, if there at least are some who are studying Torah, those who choose, with a bad choice, to not study Torah, heim yerdu shol chayim, those individuals will unfortunately be sent to Gehenna, v'gurashim mi'istapeach b'nachlas avdei Hashem, hadvukim bo yisbarach u'visaraso, and they distance themselves and cut themselves away from the portion of those who cling to Hashem and His Torah, and they receive the kares that we described in the previous parak. And but nonetheless, the fact is that the world and all of the worlds, even though the impact of this individual upon those worlds is significant, and it does cause a diminishing of the light and the kedusha of those other worlds. On a certain level, God forbid, the world is bending itself towards collapse, and a person, the individual, has to know that. But nonetheless, as long as there are some who are learning, the damage is primarily to that individual. But realize, again, that, as Chazal tell us, that when Torah is not being properly studied, Hashem contemplates, considers, desires destroying the world. So let's realize that the impact of this individual upon the world is significant. But again, the world at this point, at least at this point in the presentation of Perek Chaf Hei, the world can still exist. But the impact is very great. V'sham b'seder Eliyahu Zuta Perek Hei, ki l'Hashem mitzuke eretz v'yoshes aleihem tevel. The pasuk says that Hashem, to Hashem are the mitzuke eretz, the pillars of the earth, are for Hashem, and upon them He establishes His world. Vayashas aleihem tevel. Tevel means the world. He establishes the world upon it. Ve'ein mitzuke me'el tamidei chachamim. Who are these pillars? The tamidei chachamim. B'chol yom yoytze malachei chabala me'lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chabal l'skol olam kulo. Every day, destructive forces, destructive angels go forth from before Hashem, and they want to destroy the world. And if not for people sitting in shuls and bate medrash studying Torah, the world would be destroyed. These destructive forces would destroy the world. Ayin sham in the medrash. Im kol ze adayin yuchulis kayim al yedei hasridim asher Hashem korei ha'oiskim b'Torah hakadosh hayom v'layla. But nonetheless, the world continues to endure because of those individuals who study the Torah, the Holy Torah, day and night, and those individuals stop the world from going back to a state of utter nothingness. Like we saw in Perek Yud Aleph, and we'll see again in the next Perek, a theme that he comes back to throughout Shar Dalet, and that is, if God forbid, afilu rega echad mamish, if the world would be devoid of Torah for in a single moment, me'esek v'zbon this am segula b'Torah kadosha, if there were not a single Jew studying Torah at any point in history in the world immediately take off karega, hayu kol ha'olamos nechravim v'nivtalim mitzios legamri chas v'shalom, the world would simply collapse and cease to exist. The power of even a single individual studying Torah. So how does that individual? How does every individual look at his Torah study in this context? And therefore, every person has to understand the great power that they have. That your Torah, every individual's Torah, has the ability to maintain and to protect and to uphold the entire world. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, af megin al kol ha'olam kula, you protect the entire world. And again, we're not talking only about world, we're talking about worlds in the plural. V'chein isa b'perak Torah, we find in Perak Kinyan Torah and Avos, kol ha'ozik b'Torah l'shma, v'chulu, The whole world's existence is justified by him, is maintained by him. So how can we not be overwhelmed? How could our hearts not be inflamed when we think about this powerful idea, this awesome idea? How can we not tremble from this idea of a tipa love emas of a fachad, laval yisrape chas v'shalom eisaka Torah kadosha tamid? How can we ever abandon Torah? It could be that in that moment your Torah is upholding the world. Kasher yachshov b'levavo ulai chas v'shalom le'is kazos. It could be, God forbid, at this moment, ha'olam kulo mikotze v'ad katzeyu, that the whole world from end to end, ponoi lagari me'isaka Torah kadosha, the world is currently devoid of Torah. Uvilti isko v'hegyon libo, and if not for my busyness in Torah and my contemplation of Torah, at this very moment, the world would be destroyed. And of course, we all assume that someone else is learning Torah. But we need to think of it not that way. We need to think of it, what if I am the only one? What if the world is dependent upon me? And specifically, my Torah at this very moment. Because without it, again, everything could collapse. Zo Torah v'zo schar merub ma'od. This is what Torah is. And what a great reward, therefore, one who studies Torah deserves. Ein laharich, we can't even begin to assess, to explain. Shehu hanoitel schar kulam. Because after all, if you uphold the whole world, you deserve the reward of the whole world. Achar shehu asher kiyem behemid b'rov kocho es kol ha'olam osata. Because at that very moment, he saved the world, and therefore, he deserved all the goodness of the entire world. V'alkagon ze amru abusenu zechonu levracha. It's this that Chazal had in mind when they said in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, Shekol Echad mi Yisrael Chayav Lomar Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. The world was created for me. In other words, the world can continue to exist because of me and my Torah. Va'af shebashar avonos yesh alfei ribaos olamos kedoshim elyonim she'ein shum chet va'avon hatachtona magi aleim klal lipagmam chas v'shalom. Even though there are certain averos that can't reach the highest realms, each avera has its own hashpa, its own negative impact on this world and other worlds. V'tamir oz v'chedra b'mkom kvodam. And there continues to exist a certain positivity and pleasantness in the presence of Hashem. V'aleim nemar lo yagur chara. And about these higher realms, it says that there's no evil dwells by you. However, amnam avon b'tol Torah. But when it comes to what? To this particular avera, of God forbid, negating Torah, he ha'ola al kulam, it rises to the highest realms, shunogei lekiyam kol ha'olamos, and its impact is therefore felt upon all of the worlds. So we have to realize, again, God forbid to think that, well, someone else is studying Torah, what does the world need from my Torah? Never think that way. Think just the opposite, that it could be that at this very moment, I am maintaining the entire Bria through my Torah study, and that should be a tremendous chizuk and a tremendous responsibility for all of us in our Limud Torah.